Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Special Valentine's Day edition. And this is Kalen Patterson with P for P Real Talk Midwest Muscle in the house. And this program is lovingly sponsored by a just happy and loving P for P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are celebrating Valentine's and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. But first, make sure you get your chocolates and your candies and some flowers. But don't eat the candy or chocolate if you're competing. And now, let's talk. Everybody, this is a special episode, even though this is one of our regularly scheduled days. This is a very special day for the people that learn to stay together and learn to love each other and find faults and find everything else and still love beyond that. And this is dealing with something that we don't talk about too often, but we sure need to, because relationships are basically what we should be founded on, because we learn to our bodies, we learn our minds, we learn our good, we learn our bad, our ups, our downs, our best, our worst, and it's just like a relationship, if not a better understanding of how to sustain one and maintain it. And a lot of times, and you know, it's sad to say, but there are a lot of couples that don't make that transition from competitive to life to work to, you know, all these things basically have to learn to work together, because balance happens with top physiques, balance happens with top form, balance happens with movement, everything, workouts, form, anything you're talking about, your body has to match up, and that means your mind has to be able to drive that body, and you will see people that just aren't driven the kind of right way, they don't get the right kind of support, and they falter, and so do the relationships. And I just thought about it, and I said, you know, what better way and what better day than to talk about relationships and from people that actually have found a way to make that happen, to sustain and support each other through the good times and the bad that happens with prep, competition, and life, not just for stage, but gym time. There's a balance. There's everything's got to work together. And I said, well, why not get the people that have found a way to do it, that assuring me, because I'm the single guy. So there's Josh Miller and his wife, and there's Ed and Andrea Castillo, and they are going to start talking. They're going to introduce themselves, and then we're going to basically get into this show and find out what's what. So first, we'll start with Ed and Andrea, and then we'll go after that, and then we'll go with the Miller family. Andrea, you there? I guess not. Josh, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, you go ahead and start out, and I'll see what's going on with Andrea.
Okay, all right. Yeah, name is Josh Miller, and my wife is Melissa Miller. I'll let her introduce herself in just a minute. And I am a pro NGA bodybuilder, and I'm also a NGA promoter. I promote three shows. Me and my wife do. We promote three shows a year here in Kentucky. We live in Lexington, Kentucky, is where we're from. I also own, Transformation Personal Training, which is a personal training company here in town. And my wife heads up the Lean Delivery, which is a meal prep service that she does. So Melissa, I'll let you kind of expound on all that.
Yeah, so he's kind of already introduced me. I'm Melissa. Like he said, I am a nurse, practiced nursing for 13 years, and we had the training company going, so we opened up a meal prep service on top of that to help our clients get the results that they were looking for. We have been married for, next month will be 17 years that we've been married, and we've been together like 23, so... It's a long time.
Yes. And there's a lot of things that happen in that time that a lot of people don't think about. And it's basically the foundation that keeps you guys together, because not every day is good, not every day is perfect, but every day is another day to find out about each other. And it takes a lot of work, you know, cooking food takes a lot of work. Basically getting up and getting a routine that's actually sustainable for both sides is a lot of work. There's a lot of work that goes into what you're doing. And to find that happy medium, that balance, you know, could you just speak on that, where you see couples that don't make it, and you know, it's just one little thing that they could have done to change everything. So I'll let Melissa go first, and then we'll discuss.
Well, I have to say, I think Josh, when it comes to competing, he is like, I support him 100%, but he has never made me suffer like a lot of our friends. I know their spouse, when their spouse is in competition prep, they never go out on dates. They never take them out to eat. Basically, they stay in the house for the whole 3 months that the prep's going on. Josh has never, he's never deprived me of anything. I mean, he's very supportive with me and with our relationship. And that makes me be even more supportive. I want to be more supportive for him, you know, when he's going through prep and getting ready for shows.
Yeah, something, you know, kind of like what Melissa was talking about, a big thing that I do, which, I realize when I compete that that's my choice to compete. It's not her choice. It's my choice to compete. So I don't expect her to go through what I'm going through because it's my choice. So what I do, you know, if it's our date night, you know, we typically go out, you know, on a date night at least once a week, and, you know, I'll let her pick wherever she wants to eat. I'll take her out to eat, but typically what I'll do is, you know, I'll just take my own food in and my own Tupperware container and let her order whatever she wants, but I got my food with me. And, you know, that way I'm not depriving her of going out and eating and enjoying the night out. Sometimes I'll eat before we go out, and that way whenever we go out, you know, I've already had my meal, and she can order whatever she wants, and, you know, maybe I'll have a water to drink or something wherever she's eating at. But, you know, I don't want to deprive her of not eating and not enjoying life just simply because, you know, I'm making the choice to compete. And I think that's a big plus for us that we got going, is that, you know, we still find ways to do things with each other, even during prep, during training. And I always encourage people to, you know, with your spouse or significant other, you know, to, you know, don't deprive them just because you're competing. I know it would make it much more difficult on me if, you know, Melissa would probably dread to see me training for competitions if it meant that she couldn't go out and do things as well.
Yes. Andrea, are you there now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, we're just sitting by listening to Josh and Melissa. You can keep going.
No, it's your turn to jump in, because I want to get you guys started as well.
Hi, Kaylin.
Hey, Ed, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How about you? Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thanks so much. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And I'm talking with Ed Castillo. He's the ambassador of natural bodybuilding. And if you meet this guy in person, you'll understand why I call him that. And he and his wife are going to introduce themselves, and we'll get them started as well.
My name's Ed Costello. I'm a PMBA pro. I've been married to my wife for 25 years. We've been together for 26 years, and I couldn't be more blessed to have a great woman beside me.
All right.
And my name is Andrea, and I'm a little bit of everything, but I'm a proud spouse of a bodybuilder. I don't particularly compete in the sport, but I am probably one of your biggest fans, and I'm talking about the whole sport, my husband included, but I have really gotten to be a part of the whole sport from behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. I just don't take the stage.
Yes. Now, you know, I'm blessed, and I was so thankful to God that both of you, the Millers and the Steels, decided to come on here, because you guys do, you basically cover the gambit of natural bodybuilding, being promotion, being shows, being preps, being diet, being everything. You guys get to see all of it. And the one thing you have to see, which is unfortunate, is some relationships do suffer because they're not addressed the way they address their prep, their jobs, their anything else. It's like, seems like that's the one spot that suffers more than it should, I guess is the best way to say it. And, you know, how in people that have basically found a way to maintain a relationship that's very supportive and very conducive, I mean, like very, very productive to a life, you know, not just stage, but a life. How do you make that happen? We'll start with the Millers first, and then we'll go to the, how do you make that happen? And when you see it, what's one thing that's missing from the people that you're watching that basically causes it to start suffering where it should not? Hello?
Well, I guess I'll start. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I think one thing is, like, whatever is important to you, you're going to find time and you're going to put effort into that. So maybe people don't value their relationships as much as they should. I know that might sound kind of harsh, but really when the rubber meets the road, if something's really important to you, you're going to put time toward it.
Yes.
So, I mean, if it means, like, obviously when Josh is in prep, you know, he can't miss a workout, but he will either get up early and do it before work, or somehow, like, he manages to keep me top priority. Like, he doesn't put bodybuilding before me. So I think that's vital in a relationship. Sometimes it's just meeting for a quick cup of coffee, or in the summer, you know, we'll take a walk. It's just the small things that you can do as couples, I think, to keep that relationship going. And things that, I mean, we've been married for almost 17 years, you know, just doing the things that you did when you were dating.
I like that, yes. Josh?
Yeah, something, you know, coming home from work, you know, I put long days in at work. Me and Melissa both do. And but what I'm always look forward to, you know, before I come home, when I get home, before I sit down on the couch. When I sit on the couch, my day's done. I'm over with. I'm zonked out. So before I do that, a lot of times, especially with the weather permitting, you know, what me and Melissa love to do is we'll take a walk. It's about a 3.5-mile walk that we take every night. And so what we're doing, you know, during that walk is we're talking, we're sharing each other's day, and just sharing that time together. And that's air time. And, you know, we leave our cell phones at home. That way we're not distracted or anything like that. And I think,
good,
you know, just setting aside that time it's been so, so valuable to us. And, you know, because I want to know how her day was. I want to talk and find out, you know, what her good points of the day was, what her bad points was, and what I can do to help and just share the day. And, you know, if it's, you know, obviously right now we're not taking our walks because it's, you know, February and it's cold out right now. But, you know, what we'll do a lot of times is, you know, I'll meet her for before I come home. We'll go out for coffee or something like that, and we'll just sit down over a cup of coffee and share each other's day. And, you know, so it's just taking that time every day to, you know, spend with each other. Even though we put in long days, you know, our work days are crazy. We're putting in long hours. You know, we rarely, you know, if we if we work less than 12 hours a day, it's a short day for us. So, but with our schedules, if our schedules allow, we always work out together, and so we get to share that part of our relationship together as well. So we don't get to work out together every day, but there's quite a few days through the week that we do, and we always look forward to that.
Well, there you go. And Andrea?
For me personally, Kaylin, you couldn't have picked two better couples to represent the spectrum of how relationships fit into bodybuilding, because we are quite the opposite. I spend a lot of time with my grandkids. I watch my grandkids for my daughters. I have school runs that I have to go to. My schedule with them varies widely. And my husband and I own a small business. It's not related to fitness at all whatsoever. And he works outside of the home, and I work inside of the home to do that. So while we're both busy, there's one thing that is different from Josh and Melissa, and I see a lot of couples on Facebook, is they like to work out together, or they don't think they could be with someone who doesn't have the same interest. Well, my husband and I, you could probably say, are complete opposites. When he goes to the gym, I love that time because that's my time to do what I want, and it's quiet sometimes, but it's my time. I don't have to be all up in his business wanting to know what he's doing. He doesn't have to be in my business wanting to know what I'm doing. Could be that we've been together for, 26 years, but it could be our age as well. Could just be our relationship. Not everybody has the same type of relationship.
That's right.
But, he could be at the gym for 2 hours or 4 hours, and I like to run off and do my things that I want to then, whether it's doing my business paperwork or going to the grocery store or cooking food for him, things of that nature. So, I'm tall, he's short, I'm overweight, he's fit. I like music, he likes TV, he likes to work out, I like to do other things. So I'm really happy that it's actually both of us couples, because it shows opposite ends of the spectrums, where one couple likes to be alike and they find time to have common ground and do those things together. And then you have the opposite end of the spectrum, which we're very independent of each other and we don't have a problem. We aren't on the phone, hey, what are you doing? And that's what I see as a failure in a lot of relationships when it comes to this sport, is that when the person is at the gym for hours and hours and hours every week, every month, every year, the other person in the relationship begins to resent it because they feel excluded or pushed aside. If that person instead would take those feelings and say, hey, this is a great opportunity for me to find me or get stuff done that I need to do, I think that relationships could actually benefit in that type of setup, instead of feeling isolated or unwanted, say, hey, this is a great opportunity for me to be me.
Yes. Ed?
And for me, I'm just kind of like, what I do is I love to spend my time doing the things that I enjoy right now in life that God's given me to do, and that's working out. That's, to me, that is enjoyment, being able to communicate with other people in the gym, which I love to communicate with people. I love meet people from all over the world. I'm very blessed that in this sport I've been able to have that opportunity to meet so many wonderful people. But my time with my wife as a team is she's able to understand that I'm loving something that I want to do for myself and have goals in my life and dreams that I've wanted all my entire life as a kid, and she's given me that opportunity to enjoy it when I go to the gym, whether it's 2-3 hours, whatever it is a day. She doesn't nag at me or say, you've been gone too long, you've been doing this too long,
yes.
What have you been doing all day? That's not what it's about. It's about I'm doing this because I want to be one of the best bodybuilders in the world. I want to be first. It's something that is in my heart. It's in my blood. But she's there to support me with whatever I need to prepare for a show. Other than us communicating with each other, our weekends are basically the most time that we get together after our grandkids are gone for Friday and Saturday and Sunday. That's our time for us. And then that's when we really talk about what's been going on throughout the days, whether it's 5-10 minutes here and there. It's time that we share together to bring our bond together. So it's very important that, you know, people understand that you don't have to be at the gym together to train together to work out certain situations where you're comfortable with each other, because that's not always true. You know, it's a matter of just getting along, understanding each other's needs, giving a little bit here and there, and not being, you know, selfish to just your time, but also to her time and what she needs for you to comfort her and to love her and give her things that she's going to be happy in her life too. So,
yeah, that makes a big difference.
I think,
and the thing you guys are both sharing is that there has to be that time together. And, you know, it doesn't have to be centered around exercise or fitness per se, but just the fact that it has to be centered around each other. And I think that's the compromise that's been void, like Andrea was saying, in these relationships that aren't working. Because, you know, I've heard that bodybuilding is a selfish sport, but basically it's that time you need for you. So if you're going to be successful, then I can't imagine if somebody called you selfish because you had to go to work for 8 hours. And they say, well, you know, you never have time for me with those 8 hours. Well, if you want me to work and bring home money, I guess I've got to do something. So I can't see where you say, well, I'm that driven in my life in other areas other than just going to a 9-to-5. So I think a lot of times, like you said, if we don't put things into perspective, things get blown out of proportion. And this is a good way to see it happen at its worst in some really public arenas. And I think that's where, you know, I have an issue with it, because it really shouldn't be getting to that point. And like I said, with you guys being promoters, you get to see the backstage antics. And I've seen my own. And I can speak on them, but I know you as a promoter, you probably see them a lot more than I do, and especially with the gambit of competition that you have come to your respective shows during the times of the year, where you can just see exactly how it's going to basically be scripted. And it, like Josh was saying, it's got to hurt when you see it, but there's pretty much not much you can say or do. Pretty much out of control from the beginning. So I'll start with the Millers again, and we'll go back over that and see how we can get that resolved where more couples stay together.
Where more couples stay together? So, go ahead, Josh.
If we can.
Yeah, go ahead, Melissa. I'll go ahead and expound on what you say.
Well, I mean, I think basically it just gets down to really – I mean, figuring out what's important in your life and keeping your priorities straight. I mean, if you don't put effort into a relationship, I mean, it's going to die. Just like anything else that you don't nurture and take care of, it'll eventually die. You know, so, I mean, I think it's just, you know, as a competitor, yes, there is a lot of time involved, but it's really no different than any other sport or like going to a job. I mean, you can still make a relationship be very, very successful, and the competitor can still be very, very successful as a competitor. But I think, you know, you just have to put work into the relationship, and you have to let your significant other know, you know, that they are important. And, you know, I think, too, a person has to be, they have to know who they are apart from their spouse as well.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's like, I don't feel threatened or not loved if, you know, Josh has to go work out, or, I mean, that's just what he does. But I think if you're insecure as a person, that's where a lot of that, well, you know, I'm not important to them. I think that's where a lot of that stuff comes from.
Mm-hmm. I know something that Ed and Andrea was talking about, you know, something they mentioned was support. And that's, I know for me, that's huge. Melissa's so supportive of me competing. And she is, I mean, she's my coach and my motivator, my encourager. And, you know, if I'm getting off track, if, you know, I remember one time I was training for a show and I thought I was coming in good. I thought I was looking, leaning out really good and coming in right where I wanted to. And I noticed Melissa hadn't been giving me any feedback. And sometimes I'll, she won't, because she lives with me every day. She doesn't see the gradual change as much. But when I asked her, I remember one time in specific, I said, how do you think I'm looking? And she said, you're looking all right. I'm like, what? I'm just all right? And she said, well, do you want the truth? I said, yeah, I want the truth. She said, I don't think you're coming in very lean. I don't think you're lean enough. And I'm like, really? She's like, no. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay, well, that's all it took. That motivated me. I'm like, if she told me I'm not coming lean enough, I'm going to make a change right now. And so I went to work on that. I made some changes. I tweaked my diet, increased the intensity of my workouts, made some changes there, and I made sure that I come in as lean as I could for that show, and like I do every show. But it's good to have her. I'm so glad to know that she's as involved in competing as I am, even if she's not competing. Even when it's me competing, she takes as big a part in it as I do. You know, she's putting in the time and the hours, helping me pose. I mean, she does not let me cut any corners in my posing practice or putting together a routine. I am dripping sweat by the end of that posing session. And so, you know, it makes me feel good. You know, if I try to have anything that's not on my meal plan at all, she is calling me out on it. And so, you know, it makes me feel good that, you know, I got her support. And she is involved in this as I am, even though she's not the one competing. And, you know, if I go and let's say if I win a class, my class, or if I win a show or whatever, there's nobody that's more happy. I think she's happier than I am when I win. And she's not even the one competing. And, you know, so I tell people all the time, you know, we talk about winning together. We train together. We diet. And she helps me with all of that. She puts me through the posing practice, and we win it together when we win. So, you know, it's a team effort all the way, no doubt about it.
And Andrea?
Yeah. For me, as a promoter and someone that helps out a lot backstage, and from watching Facebook groups, especially some of the private groups, that things are discussed a little bit more openly, when it comes to relationships and how they fall apart, isn't realistically about how much time someone is spending away from the other at the gym, even though that's a part of it, what I see is, number one, they don't feel supported. And number two, especially for women, is that the men are very insecure about what happens backstage.
Yes.
They think that it is some freak all-out sex fest or something. I'm not exactly sure. But what... I'm serious. That it's just like they're so insecure.
I know. That's what is why it's funny.
And it's like, okay, well, you can... I always tell people, okay, if that was the case, you can tell somebody who's involved in the sport and somebody who isn't involved in the sport and is just a gawker, because all you have to do for a man is look at the pants. If they're an athlete, they're an athlete, and you have no qualms about figuring that out, because they don't wear much. They are not looking at
right.
the other women. They are not looking at, you know, the other men. They are focused on themselves and what they are there to do that day. For the men that are insecure with a woman being involved in the sport, go backstage with them. Enjoy the process with them. Be supportive. You know, somebody wins and somebody loses, and everybody else comes in between. And it doesn't matter where that person places, be their support system. Going into it, their stress levels get high. So as an athlete, well, I should say this is for the athletes with their significant others who do not compete. If you're being a jerk to those people that are around you, don't blame it on your diet. Don't blame it on anything. Just say, hey, I'm sorry. What I did was inappropriate. I'll try not to do it again. If I do, I'm going to apologize. You don't have to make excuses for it. All you have to do is acknowledge it so that that person understands that, hey, okay, we're on the same page on this. And then you can move forward. I mean, when everybody preps, there's good days, good times, bad times. When you're promoting, I can probably be not so nice to my husband at times when I'm stressed out about a certain thing that's on my agenda. I don't get to blame it on something because I'm being a jerk. It's just I need to apologize, make my husband understand that, hey, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have taken it out on you, and then we can move forward and it isn't drug out and drug out and drug out. And the next thing you know, you're on a private Facebook message talking about how you're not supported, you're not loved, everybody's worried about how the other person feels. But if you aren't willing to talk about it, that's where the relationship fails, in my opinion, from both a spouse and as a promoter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for me, I look at it this way. When I'm training for a show, I ask my wife all the time for feedback. I ask her, you know, how she thinks I look and stuff. And, you know, you might go to the gym and you're training and you're looking really good and you're posing and people see you and they look at you and they say, man, you look great. You look fantastic, you know. And, I mean, that makes you feel real good. And, you know, you see results that are coming for you where you think you're going to do really good on stage when you get up there. But when you get home and your wife says, you're not looking so good. You know, you're not looking as full, and, you know, your glycogen level's low or something. And then you go, what? You know, I think I look good. And I mean, she's there to support you and tell you the truth by saying, you know what? I'm not here to tell you that you look fantastic just so, you know, you're going to get an ego over it. I'm here to support you and tell you I think you need some more work on your dieting. You know, not so much your training, but your dieting. And, I mean, it kind of hurts your feelings. I mean, it makes you kind of a little bit ticked off, you know, and you're just going, man, I worked so hard, and now you're telling me this, and all the people and everybody at the gym saying, man, you look fantastic, and, you know, it's just like, well, who are you going to believe? You know, you're going to believe your friends at the gym that are watching you when you're all pumped up, and then when you go home, you're kind of deflated and don't look as good. Well, I look at it this way. You know, my wife's here to support me. She's here to guide me to get better at what I'm doing for me to be the best up there on stage. Yeah, I can admit I've gone up on stage where I haven't been 100%, but I go up there sometimes on stage to show people, hey, I'm here to compete. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to show people that, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that I want to win today. I want to get back up on stage to prepare myself to get back up to that 100% level to be a winner again. And that's the part about me is you might not see me on stage as being the best that day, but to me, I'm the best-hearted person that's going to be up there having fun with all my competitors, and I'm going to congratulate everybody that beat me that day or had fun with me that day, no matter what. And if I see somebody that looks fantastic, whether it's a male or a female, I'm going to let them know. I'm going to go up to them, and I'm going to say, hey, you know what? You look phenomenal today. Congratulations on your placing or whatever you placed today. You look phenomenal. To me, you're a winner. No matter what, you went up on stage. You did what you had to do to get here. You look fantastic. And to me, I look at it this way. If you can get along with your wife and appreciate everything that she does for you, whether it's cook your meals, go out with her, enjoy your meals with her, no matter what. That's the most important thing, because you guys are communicating with each other, you're enjoying your time, you're trying to discuss different things, whether it's work ethics, whether it's dieting, whether it's whatever it is, it's something that you're enjoying with that person. And the communication level has got to be there. With anything that you do in life, if you can't communicate with human life, it's a struggle. And that's what makes it so hard for people to understand that if you can't talk to somebody and enjoy a conversation with someone, then it's a struggle for you to be happy and to understand that there's more things in life than being miserable and not being able to enjoy another person's activities and assets of maybe what they want to hear. I mean, just saying hello to somebody and telling somebody, hey, you look great today. Hey, you're looking pretty good. That makes that person feel good. But, you know, a lot of times people don't understand that if you don't have a combination of support from your spouse, it just makes it so much harder for you to enjoy life and enjoy the things that you're doing to prepare yourself to get to another level.
Exactly. And that has to happen, Ray was saying, even before you get on the stage. And the one thing I'd like to say to that is that, you know, it's okay to put yourself in someone else's shoes without trying to live your life. And whoever's going to talk, go ahead and put in your part.
Hey, Kaylin, I just want to say something real quick.
Go ahead.
I forgot.
You did.
You know, I am the first one to tell my husband, I'm not here to build your ego. I'm not here to do anything except give you the truth. You might not like the truth. You might not always be happy with me when I tell you the truth. But the one person that you should be able to trust in your stage process is the person that you're with, unless they're just a vindictive, you know. But if you are in a healthy relationship, the person that's at home with you is probably going to be the most honest with you when you are preparing.
Mm-hmm. I'm a living witness to that, because I remember being backstage at a show, and you and Ed were in the audience, and you had a chance to talk to me, and you said, okay, first off, you're not going to win. And second, this is what you need to fix. And I was just so happy because I said, you know, this is what we need to hear more. And if you're a true competitor, I'll say this. If you're truly competitive, you're always looking for the imperfections that you can work on to make them less flawed, so you can be better every time you touch foot on stage, because that's how you respect the stage. That's how you respect your competition. And you do need to hear those things. I mean, I've had people, you know, I've had my gym cuss me out for being, I'm not a vindictive honest. I'm more like, this is what you need to do to get where you're what you've been convincing me you want to be. If this is where you want to be, these are the things you need to improve on. And I learned that from the people that basically were teaching me. And they weren't doing it, like Andrea was saying, to basically run me in the ground. And I knew they weren't saying it to be that way. They were just saying, this is what has to happen in order for you to improve. And thankfully, you know, I've been blessed to play sports all my life, so it's never been that, oh, my God, I'm going to kill myself because I just heard something negative. It's more to the point of, okay, this is what I needed to hear so I can find out a way to make that flaw work on stage now and improve it.
Yeah, I think that's still true from a relationship standpoint, and you know, even from, you know, coaching standpoint in general too. You know, you see a lot of competitors get on stage, and you know, their ego is so big that if they don't win, it's got to be somebody's fault. You know, it's got to be, you know, the judge's fault or their coach's fault or something like that. And but if they can take that criticism and apply on how to improve and come in better, it's just going to make them a better athlete.
Yeah.
I want to say, you know, about people that don't understand about, you know, going out and enjoying yourself, even if you're doing all this strict dieting and all this hard work that your wife or your partner has helped you with, prepping up your meals and stuff. I think it is very, very important for you to be able to go out and enjoy your time with your spouse or your partner. And don't make yourself feel miserable by not enjoying yourself when you go out and have that special time together at a meal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can still go out and eat and enjoy a good meal, even as a salad or a chicken breast or whatever. I mean, don't make that other person suffer because you're going through withdrawals from having sugar or some kind of other meal that they're eating in front of you. I mean, that should not be something that a lot of people, you know, should take out on their spouse or their partner, because I see a lot of that where people say, well, I can't eat that because I got to have this meal. I'm missing this meal. That's not what it's about. You know, it's about enjoying the time, having the time to be blessed, to be with that person, to enjoy it, no
mm-hmm.
matter what. I mean, I eat whatever I want because I train so hard that I look at that time and that meal to enjoy with my wife, to saying, you know, I'm not even worried about that meal because I'm going to burn it off the next day or the next day, because I want to be able to share that time to enjoy it and not make myself feel miserable. And I don't want to make her feel miserable with our time that we have to share together to enjoy it, you know. And I think that's very important for a lot of competitors and a lot of spouses and a lot of people that should understand that, you know, don't make that other person feel very uncomfortable because you're going through prepping and you're dieting with no carbs or whatever, you know, and take it out on your spouse because, you know, you're not feeling good that day because you're not getting what she's getting or he's getting, you know, to enjoy your lifetime of relaxing your mind and your body, you know. Enjoy it. Enjoy everything. The sport of bodybuilding to me is enjoyment. It's not about, you know, it's a hobby. It's not something that, you know, is my main first priority in life, because that's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a sport. It's supposed to be enjoyment. It's supposed to be love, a love that you want in your lifetime to share to other people and show other people, hey, this is what I look like and this is what I did for the love of my sport. And this is what I want to pass on to everybody else.
Yeah, that's a good point there, Ed.
I think there's got to be balance. Like, yeah, it is a sport, and, like, you know, put your all into it, but don't let it consume you at the same time. Because when you're 100 years old, I mean, who's going to care if you've got first place in 2012 in your class in your bodybuilding show? And also, like, I just wanted to add, maybe if you are with a competitor who absolutely cannot bring themselves to go into a restaurant and sit down and eat with you, there's plenty of other activities that you can do that's not centered around food. Work a puzzle, play a board game, take a walk. There's all kinds of things that you can do just to spend time together.
Yeah, we go to the movies a lot, actually.
That'll work.
Josh,
you were going to say?
Like, you know, what I was going to say is, you know, something that Ed was saying, you know, it's the love of the sport. And I'll have to say, when you know, anytime that, you know, I pick a show out that I'm going to be training for and I decide to start cutting or whatever, I mean, I love that time. I mean, I know what it's going to mean. I know the sacrifices and commitment that I'm going to have to make. But I love that time, and, you know, I can tell my wife does too. You know, she gets excited. Okay, all right, yeah, you picked this show out. All right, let's go for it, you know. But I do know some people, when they are training for a show, it's almost like automatically their life stops. They just kind of go into this funk, and they just they're just preparing themselves to be miserable for the whole time. I'm like, don't do it if that's what it means to you. You know, if you can't go out there and have fun, like what Ed was saying, why are you doing the sport for? You know, it's something that, you know, me and Melissa enjoy doing this together. And like I said, it's not just me competing.
I do think it's important to let your person know that even if they don't place, that you're still proud of them. I mean, everybody wants to win, but it's not always about winning. It's about having fun in the process.
I think, for my opinion, I think I look at it this way. Anybody that goes into an auditorium and is up there on stage, to me, I don't care who it is, you're a winner. You're a winner in my eyes, because you established hard work and a lot of willpower to stand up there on stage and present yourself to look the way God wanted you to look that day. And that makes a big difference to me, because it doesn't matter. There might be one person out in that audience or in that auditorium that you influenced, and you made that person think, wow, I want to look like that person. You know, I want to make some adjustments. I want to make something to make me look like that person. And maybe that person didn't even place in the top 10. Maybe that person just placed in the 11th place. But that person out in that audience, you motivated to another level. And to me, that's what the sport is about. It's about motivation and inspiring other people that are watching you out in that audience to get to that level. And to me, I think that is wonderful, because you show people that you love what you're doing, you love the sport, you're having fun, and it brings it out into natural organizations where they say, man, this is awesome. I want to look like that person. Maybe I just need to train just a little bit better, or I need to diet a little bit better. But I'm not going to make myself miserable with my dieting program to get to that level. I'm going to have fun to get to that level.
And it's a big
It's a big relief to a lot of people that, you know, in this sport, I think, should understand that you shouldn't make yourself feel lousy and moody and angry and discomforting for yourself. If you want to do a sport like this, you should have fun, enjoy it with your spouse, be supportive to each other. Don't take nothing out on each other. Share it, enjoy it, love it, and spread it out.
Yeah, I try to tell people all the time that, you know, if I didn't tell my wife that I was competing, you know, just going by my mood alone, she would never know that I was competing because, you know, I'm not letting myself get into that point where, you know, I'm cranky and moody all the time. And like I said, there's so many people that I see that, you know, as soon as they get into prep, they think they got to go into this terrible mood. And they're not enjoying it whenever they're like that. But like, you know, I make sure and I'm aware of that, you know, I still stay in that strong state of mind. And I'm a happy person. I'm enjoying it and having a great time doing it. And I'm still myself throughout prep. Melissa does know sometimes, you know, right before a show, maybe the last couple of weeks before a show, I might get a little moody.
I mean, yeah, you'll get a little moody, but not, you don't make it ruin our life.
Yeah.
I think that comes with the territory.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you do snap at the animals and snap at me.
I think a lot of times when us competitors are getting to the point where it's maybe like a week or 2 weeks away from our show, I think it's not so much of our dieting. I think it's just we have so much adrenaline that we want to release, and we don't know how to release it until we get up on stage. And sometimes people might say one little thing, and you might get moody because – you got so much going on in your system and we don't know how to release it at the time, where you might say something negative to somebody and you hurt their feelings or his feelings, and then you feel bad. But, you know, to me, if I'm feeling to the point where I'm getting upset, what I do is I just leave the house and I go work out. And I do. I don't take nothing out on my wife. I don't take nothing out on my kids. I don't do nothing. I'll just get my gym bag and go work out until my strength relief is gone.
When Josh starts knocking the cat off the bed and slapping the dog, I just get him all in the corner and we go to bed and leave him alone. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's cool. But, you know, I think what you guys are saying is the one thing that has to happen. There has to be some compromise because, you know, without the compromise,
yeah,
the communication really doesn't work because there's no effort behind it. And I think that's where a lot of the relationships are suffering and a lot of – well, they shouldn't suffer, but they are because there's just not – like Melissa was saying, there's just not enough being put into it with a self-identity behind it. Because there is,
mm-hmm,
yeah, I mean, what I've learned in relationships, you've either got a competitive relationship or a communicative relationship where I support you. I mean, that's a big, big difference during competition with somebody that you're supposed to be loving, or you're basically supporting the person you're supposed to be loving. That's a big, big gap.
I think it's very important also when, like, you know, if you're prepping and your wife doesn't have your meal prepped up, I mean, don't take it out on her. I mean, to me,
right,
if she doesn't
cook
have
your
something
own meal.
Cooked, yeah, that's right. If she doesn't have something cooked for me,
meal.
I go and cook my own meal. I go and cook my own meal, and then I make something for her at the same time. So I'm just not making something for myself. I'm making something for her because I appreciate everything that she did for me. So I'm, in return, cooking something for her because she might be busy at the time. So it works both ways.
She might be washing your clothes. She might be washing your clothes or, you know, cleaning your toilet.
Hey, you know what I think that is important is that besides the stage, and it might be this way for you too, but I'm kind of curious, we do everything together in our house. We both cook, we both clean, we both do the dishes, he does most of the laundry, we fight over who's going to mow the grass. I don't have specific chores because I'm a woman and he has specific chores because he's a man. We both do everything together.
If it's got to be done, it's got to be done.
Yeah, we say if it has to be done, it has to be done. Somebody's got to do it, so just do it. If the garbage needs to go out and it's full and you're standing there, take the garbage out.
All right. You guys are making me look bad here.
I've been very lucky.
I'm blessed in other ways, just not cleaning house or doing laundry. But that's okay. I got it. I can do it. If that's all he never does, I've got life made.
Yeah, and it is, you know, we're both opposite types of couples, and that's why I said earlier, you know, he couldn't have picked a better group to come on and talk about this because we're showing that you can have a different type of relationship than anybody else that you know. As long as you can communicate, it can work. As long as you have respect for the other person, it can work.
Right. And I think it's finding what works in each relationship. You know, finding, like you said, everybody's different. Every couple is different. But everybody figuring out and learning what their own individual responsibilities are and supporting each other.
Yeah. That's basically it in a nutshell. And it works out when people are willing to be. I mean, because a lot of times, you know, they said, you hear that it's 50-50. I said, no, it's got to be 100-100. Because
you're right.
A day where you can do that. I mean, if you're not doing 100, then you're saying I'm unwilling to give my best. And I said, you've already gone into it basically the same way some people go into their prep and can't figure out whether or not getting first late. Well, okay, I don't want to start out, you know, going crazy with the workout and being 100%, and I still got these days to get ready. And then finally when it comes showtime, you realize, wow, I messed up. And then you got to, like Andrea was saying, and you look to blame someone because of all your shortcomings. And then you say, well, because I can't look at myself fully, then you don't really address everything that needs to be done. Because there is that Twinkie that you snuck. There is that Snickers that you were hiding in the car. You know, there's those things you don't tell everybody, but you did it. And, you know, it's the same thing you're doing in a relationship. It's the same thing you're doing at work. It's the same thing you're doing with your family. I mean, we basically block it out so much because we do it so often and never acknowledge it in reality that we never address it. And I think that's what you guys are saying. You know, like if you're not addressing the problem, it's going to remain a problem.
Right.
Yes, I agree with that. I think there's been, like, some shows that we've gone like St. Louis and Alabama and stuff like that. And me and my wife have been driving back. And, you know, if I didn't place as good as I thought I wanted to place, and, you know, she knows and she'll have conversation with me and she'll say, what's wrong? And I'll tell her, I'll say, you know, I'm kind of upset at myself because I didn't place as good as I thought I did, and I'm not going to make excuses that I got ripped off up on stage, that I think the judging was bad. I basically just come out and flat and tell her, you know, I'm not happy at myself. I should have prepared myself a little bit better, or, you know, my dieting wasn't, you know, 100% like I wanted it to be, or my posing wasn't, you know, as great as I wanted it to be. But I don't ever take nothing out on her. I always put the blame on myself, because that's the person that you have to look at and say, you know what, honestly, you didn't put 25% on this, you didn't put 25% on this, you didn't do 25% on this, or 25% on this to hit your 100% that you wanted to be the best up on stage, you know. But you got that person sitting next to you and saying, you know what, it doesn't matter. There's going to be another show. There's going to be another show later on down the road to prepare yourself. If you want to do another show, then I'm here to be there for you again. You know, and that's what I think is great for two people to be able to share, you know, even defeat. Defeat is not an easy situation for a person to take sometimes.
No.
But
Every person
in this world will not win a show. Every time you go, you're going to have defeat. But defeat is the purpose of getting better.
Right. Yeah, I think it's learning from each show, you know, looking back on it and, you know, asking yourself, you know, what could I have done to win? What could I have done differently? And then, you know, capitalize on that for your next one. You know, go into that next show, you know, looking from your past show and saying, what can I do to improve? What can I do to get on stage and there be no question that I win? You know, that's how much you want to push yourself.
All right. Well, the show's drawing to a close, and this is a Valentine's edition, so we're going to end it in love. So we'll start with the Millers, and then we'll go with the Castillos. And basically, Josh, I want you to tell what you love about your wife. And Melissa, I want you to tell what you love about your husband, and the same with Ed and Andrea. And then we'll do our shout-outs after that.
I can't – well, to put that in words is tough. I can't. There's nobody else that I'd rather spend my life with than Melissa. I mean, I feel like we're meant for each other. She is my biggest supporter. She's my biggest fan, my biggest encourager, my biggest motivator. She's my rock, and I just can't say enough good things about her. I am so blessed to have Melissa in my life, and I thank God every day for her.
Wow, how do I top that? I feel like the luckiest girl in the world. Whenever I married Josh, I didn't know that I could fall more in love with him, but I fall more in love with him every day. He has always got my back. He makes me feel like a queen. I feel secure. I know he loves me. He's great about showing me that he loves me. He encourages me. He's always there. Like, if I'm having a bad day or, you know, I get unfocused, he's always there. One of the biggest things that I'm so thankful for is we have a very strong relationship with the Lord, and to me, that's priceless. So our time that we pray together and study the Word together it's the most important thing in my life. And I'm just so thankful that I get to share it with him.
All right.
And to me, I love my wife. It's the words are so hard to say sometimes, because you can't appreciate everything that person has done for you every day. And it's such a blessing that a human being can give you so much love. And, you know, it's just I mean, it's God's gift, because that person is filled with so much love for you that you want to give that love back to them in every possible way that you can appreciate for everything that other person has done for you. I mean, that's the greatest thing of what the Lord can give somebody is love to show you and appreciate everything that they've done for you, whether you're sick, whether you're happy, whether you're mad. I mean, that's part of life, you know. And to me, I love my wife dearly so much that, you know, I'd be lost without her. And I mean, it's always great to see her smile. It's always great to see her, no matter whether she's having a bad day, a good day. It's something that I love coming home to see and enjoy the rest of my life with.
Amen to that.
For me, it is hard to put in words. And we've been together for 26 years, and every day is special to me. It hasn't always been easy. We've raised three teenage girls, and we made it through that, so I'm sure that we can make it through anything at this point. I do have to say he has always been a great father, which I have so much respect for. We have six grandkids, and he's a great grandpa. Not a great grandpa, but a great grandpa. I'm not looking forward to being a great grandma yet. And I have come to realize that we can both be happy being ourselves with each other. And he finds little ways to make me happy, and I go out my way to find little things to make him happy. It doesn't have to come in the form of gifts. We didn't have a big wedding, and it didn't make a bit of difference in our relationship and how it turned out. We were actually together less than a year when we got married, and we're complete opposites, but I wouldn't have it any other way, because we work so well together. And give me a kiss, you big hunk of meat.
Love it. Go ahead, Ed.
I'm just blessed that I'm able to listen to another couple of the Millers that are blessed by the Lord to have a great relationship. And to me, that is super, super fantastic that you get to listen to another couple that has enjoyed their life together, and hopefully things will still be going great and even stronger for them as they enjoy their time together. And, you know, whatever journey the Lord has for them, I hope it's even better than what it is right now. And like I said, it's something that you always want to appreciate your spouse and tell them every day, hey, honey, I love you no matter what. You know, I'm here for you.
All right.
Yeah, and I'd also like to say I feel real honored to, you know, Kaylin, for you to have me and Melissa on the show, and I'm also honored to share this show with Andrea and Ed. And I've never met you guys in person or anything, but you guys, I can already tell, are amazing people, and I look forward to meeting you in person sometime. And it's an honor to be on the show with you.
Oh, absolutely. We'll get together one time.
It is also.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ed and Andrea. And you guys are just blessings for me no matter what. And I just want to give the Millers a chance to talk about something else, another one of their endeavors. And I would be remiss to let them, because they've been doing so much lately. And they, Josh, you want to tell us about this transformation, whatever? Because I'm still wanting to learn about it myself.
Yeah. How this came about was one of my clients that I train at the at Transformations Personal Training, which is our personal training company, is one of my clients was a filmmaker, and he does a lot of projects around here. And he come in, started working out with me, and you know, basically, you know, he was he never had taken fitness real serious. He was a runner. He did some distance running. He'd run some marathons and everything, but he never quite had the body that he wanted. And so I started working with him with meal planning and you know, training and everything. And he started coming along and started seeing some really good progress. And then he's like, you know, maybe I should start considering doing a show. And he never got on stage, but we got him ready to get on stage. And he's like, man, I never thought I could do this. And he said, you know, I'm always looking for projects to do. Let's do like a web series on what you're doing here. So it's kind of like really what it is. It's a it's kind of like the show's made out like a reality TV show. And what we do is we wanted to. I'm always looking for ways to get involved in the community where we're at, and just to reach out and try to bring, you know, a healthy, a fit lifestyle to the community. And so what we did, you know, we partnered with the Clark Regional Medical Center, which that's their mission as well, is to bring health and fitness to the community. And so we got some of my clients and some different people in the community and did transformations with them. And we recorded that with the filmmaker, Jason Epperson, who the filmmaker is. And so we put it all in a web series. It's a 6-episode web series that we're doing, and it's taking people who have decided to make health and fitness a priority in their life, and showing the progress that they have made over the course of time. And it took us a year to make this. It's been a whole year project, and so you know, you're seeing physical changes, but you know, besides that, you're also seeing, you know, people's health improve in so many ways. Their blood pressure is going down, and heart rate's going down, and cholesterol levels are going down, and you know, endurance and strength is going up, and you're just seeing all kinds of benefits from this. And what we're doing with this, like I said, just bringing awareness into the community, and you know, how we can help people, and some simple things that we can do to make a change in somebody's life through fitness. And so that's what we captured with the web series. It's a very entertaining series. It's a short, you know, each show is only going to be about 5 minutes long, but it draws out the points that we want to make with it. You know, it's a very entertaining series. It's it's something like what you'd see on Netflix or something like that, or Amazon. It's
very inspiring.
Very inspiring, motivational. Web series. So it's going to be fun to watch, and I encourage everybody. The show is going to be released. The first episode is going to be released tomorrow on February 15th, and it'll be on my social media, of course, and it's also going to be on clarkregional.org, which is the Clark Regional Medical Center, which is the head sponsor for this series. And we're going to release a show every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks we'll have a new show that's going to be coming out. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yes. It sounds like it. And you already gave the information, but go ahead and give it again so they know.
Yeah, it's going to be released on February 15th. It'll be through my social media, through my Facebook. And it's also going to be released on the website, which is clarkregional.org.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you mind if we share that to the P4P and Midwest Muscle pages as well?
Oh, absolutely. Be happy for you to.
Okay. I think Ed and Andrea have something to say to that.
Hey, Josh, I think what you guys are doing is really fabulous, because it's not only just taking someone and getting them from point A to point B, and then, say, for example, if they were to get on the stage and compete, put a picture of what they used to look like. You're actually showing all aspects of the improvement. Physical, I'm sure mental came along with it, with self-esteem, and showing the health benefits and what fitness really does. I think what you guys are doing is really awesome, and I have a new website coming out, and I definitely want to put links to that on there. So I'm going to get with you after this, and we'll get that taken care of too.
Okay, thank you very much, Andrea. I really appreciate that. That means a lot. It really does.
I just want to say, I know you have said that me and my wife and you and your wife have never met, but, you know, I can tell that, you know, you two are very inspirational to a lot of people around your community. Just by, you know, I can feel your vibes, you know, I can feel the spirit that you guys have for the love of what you're doing, and you're helping other individuals with other needs that and goals that they want to reach in their life. And I mean, I think that is so fantastic, so great that we have people that are able to do stuff like that to other human beings, you know, to inspire them, to bring them to another level that they're enjoying, and they're looking for better results and making themselves happy. And I think that is great that you guys are doing that. I mean, I'm very blessed to hear something like this. And I mean, I'm just so happy and very, very proud of you guys for doing that.
Thank you so much, Ed. Like I said, that means more than you'll ever know. It really does. And you know, that's what we want to do. You know, more than, yeah, you know, we're very involved with bodybuilding and everything. But you know, bottom line is, we want to do everything we can to help people improve the quality of their lives, and we do everything we can to help people live life to what they're capable of achieving in life. And you know, whether it's through bodybuilding or whether it's through fitness or what area, you know, we want to bring that out in them. And that means so much that you guys see that, and I really appreciate you guys. I'm looking forward to getting to know you guys more in the future.
Yeah, you guys are in Kentucky, right?
Yes, we're in Lexington, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. A hop, skip, and a jump, but not that far. And I just want to thank God bless you both. I mean, the love is definitely here, and it's in the air. And I'm so thankful and thankful to God. And you know, I just love you guys. I just love everything you do. I love everything about what you're doing and your hearts as you do it, because I think that's the biggest thing that's missing. People can't make a connection or find a way to communicate. It's like you said, it's because their hearts aren't truly in what they're doing, because if you love it enough, you'll find a way. And I know that's something you guys already know. I'm only preaching to the choir, but I just want to say thank you for Joe, thank God for you and what you do for the people around you, because I've truly learned that this might be my life, but my life is not about me, especially when I was called to be in service of God. And I think when you go into it with that aspect, it's easier to compromise, it's easier to listen, and it's much easier to communicate. And you guys are living witness that it can be done. And thank God for both of for all of you. For both couples.
Thank you for having us on your show, Caitlin. And like I said, I love you, brother. You're a great person. And like I said, I can't be more blessed that the Lord has given me the opportunity to meet you and get our relationship to get stronger. And like I said, that's a blessing, you know, for everybody.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, Caitlin. You know, I've what you're doing is amazing, and I have tremendous respect for you. I remember meeting you in person last year at the Arnold, and really enjoyed getting to know you and work with you, and been following you ever since. And you're doing a great thing. By sharing to the world, natural bodybuilding through, that's your way of giving people like myself and Andrea and Ed a voice, and it means so much to us, and I really appreciate you. Thank God for you, brother.
It's a pleasure and honor, and thank you guys so much. And you guys have a blessed night for what's left of it, and enjoy the rest of your Valentine's. Like I said, happy Valentine's Day to all of you, and thank you so much for being a part of this show. And I hope you have a blessed rest of your night.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Caitlin, and thanks to P4P for keeping this podcast going week after week.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. I agree. Thank you, P4P.
And that's, I mean, you can't end the show any better than that. And thank God for everything they've done and everything they plan to do. And I cannot end this show without saying thank you so much to my partner in crime, Desiree. She's got plans with her family, and she's enjoying it. And thank you so much to P4P and everything that they do. And just the fact that they would give us this kind of platform to stand on. And, it's not just words for them. Just like it's not just words for the two couples that you heard tonight. They put it into action, and P4P has done the same thing. JB, Joe, and Chad have done so much to make sure that everyone is taken care of in the way they need to be addressed, not what we want, but what we need to do to get to our best potential. And that's what it takes in communication, in relationships, in foundation, in work. If you find out, if you can be open, if you can be honest, if you can communicate correctly, and like Andrea was saying, not in a vindictive fashion, and like Melissa was saying, if you can support without being competitive, and like Josh was saying, if you can just do your part, and like Ed was saying, and if you can really understand who you are trying to be, then these things happen. There's not going to be the perfect road. It's going to be some pitfalls. It's going to be some shortcomings. It's going to be some falls you need to look at. It's going to be that day in the mirror where you see that, hey, it is me. And I am the reason I'm not where I need to be. And there's going to be a day where you realize you could have done more, and there's certain things that you had in your life that you did not need. But they get better if you keep working at it, and it's so much better when you have support and a great foundation. So thank you so much, everyone. God bless you all. Kaylin Patterson, in the absence of Desiree, have a great time with your family. Midwest Muscle, P4P, Real Talk, we are out.